coming to be your favorite. My duty is twofold.
Okay.
First of all, to hold the balance, to make sure that there's a level playing field.
For all?
For all inside our party. Because the decision has to be the decision of the party.
Yeah.
As a party, maybe my thing is that whoever the party elects as its flag bearer for 2024, that person is the one I will support. And God willing, campaign for that person, to become president. If it's an MPP program, if he's a president, outgoing president, known, say, you're leaning towards X or Y. A bit to me, the disturbance of a party, you know, because no beyond no bad. I think that I have to keep away from that and make sure that there's a level playing field, and then we get somebody on no bar, a mouthful on a pen, or bit to me, a united party, you know, around our program and around his leadership. They're not NBBYA, so that we can go into the election of 2024 as a united force. I think that the program and the work that this government is doing is sufficient foundation. Now, the Akanon Ijayakasa MPP force, to what extent we are going to be one, to what extent we are prepared for the popular mobilization, to what extent our organization is coherent. I think that we will have message. Mm. We will have a message for the country. Because at the end of the day, it's everything here, politics. What is the message you're taking to the country?
95.
I believe we'll have a strong message in 2024 when you put all together the various things that here in Yinano, and also our appeal to the unity of the nation.
Mm.
But I believe it's possible. And I don't have any hesitation in saying, sir, I will work for it to happen,
yes,
so that the progress we have initiated can be sustained.
Okay.